This is Jelly and Sluggo Uncensored.
Raw.
Is there something wrong with us?
Are we the problem?
I don't want to damage anybody.
I don't know if I'm going to regret saying this, but...
Are you crying? Or...
Yeah, I am. So, Jelly?
Yes, Josh.
Clearly.
Oh.
Something has changed this episode.
There's something different in this room.
There's something really big going on here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to say it?
Do you want to say it? Or should I say it?
I think you should say it.
You think I should say it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes. Okay. Please. Explain to the viewers and listeners what is going on in today's podcast episode.
Me and Jelly have switched seats.
Yes, that's true.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So this is what it's like being Jelly in a podcast.
And this is what it's like being Josh. I prefer this seat. This is the host seat.
The like, host seat.
For some reason, right? I know we're 2/3.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's supposed to look like both of us have an equal part in this.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this seat looks like the host seat. And that seat that you're in right now makes it look like you're
so
the guest.
Do you feel like you're a lesser third?
Usually, yes.
But yeah. Now you feel elevated.
I wouldn't say elevated because that's height related. However, I would say I feel a little stronger about my position.
I mean, you go ahead. You take the reins.
Like, yeah.
You go for it.
I'd say we let the viewers decide. We let the viewers decide.
No, you want
me to see this on this side in the future? You know, we gotta have it. This is an ongoing debate now, Josh.
No, it's not. The debate is that I let you sit there for one episode and then we're going back to
So normal. What is it with this seat particularly? Like, why do you want to sit here so badly?
I just like sitting there.
You don't like having somebody next to you?
No, I think it's better that you're next to the guest. By the way, we obviously don't have a guest this episode.
Yeah, and so, why don't we have a guest this episode?
So this episode is quite a milestone.
Oh, a milestone.
So we had our first episode, mm-hmm. which is the first time me and Jelly have ever touched a podcast.
Ooh.
And then we had our second episode, which was with Quibble Cop.
Right, Quibble Cop.
Quite a big deal.
Mm.
And then we had our third episode, which was with Craner.
Oh, God.
And then here we are in the fourth episode. So this kind of closes out our little, I don't know, trilogy, but not trilogy.
Yeah. I feel like stuff. This, you know, now that we've got all of that behind us. Where are we going with this? I felt like now that we've got all of that behind us.
So you're putting it behind you.
Well, I feel like we had to talk about it. This was something that was... in our career, that happened, people wanted information, and we decided, let's give it
so
to
when
the
you,
people.
So when you say put it behind you, Jelly, are you saying that you are done with all of that?
No, actually, my thoughts on both episodes were that we left it in a really positive way. I feel better about the situation, about both people, about Craner and Quibble Cop, than I did before.
So you think that it was healing?
Sure, yeah. I was speaking to Craner after the episode, after we recorded, and for him it was like a 2-hour therapy session.
Ah,
yeah.
And we didn't even charge.
We should have.
Yeah.
We should have charged him.
How dare they?
Yeah, right. I mean, how much do you therapists usually make these days?
I Good suppose ones. Ask Craner, I guess.
Good ones.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was, I agree. I think it was really good. And I think it wasn't only good for us.
Yeah.
I think it was good for the viewers.
That's it, right? We did this for the viewers. Like, they've been asking for explanations for years.
Yeah.
And we've always stayed very private about it. But now we've grown up. We've matured. And that's exactly why I'm in the bigger seat as well today, right? Like, I grew up even more now.
Technically, this is the bigger seat.
Sure, yeah, because it's a sofa. But this is the host seat. You know what I mean?
I think that's just something you've got in your head, Jay, that you need to work on.
I like this angle. I like this angle.
I don't. My neck hurts already in this position.
Yeah, my neck usually hurts at the end of the episode. Yeah.
Well, I suppose you could just.
Yeah, you can move a little bit.
Although I'm gonna get shouted at by the.
The producer might shout at you.
Stop
moving.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
So, Josh, did you think that both episodes were therapeutic? The first two we did. Or actually, we've done three episodes, but with Quibble Cop and Craner.
I don't know. I didn't feel like they were as therapeutic for me.
Right.
And maybe you as well. It wasn't exactly therapy for us in a sense.
Right.
It was definitely, I think we've given without sounding like too big up ourselves, we've given Jordy and Crane almost like a platform for them to kind of, I don't know, like work through the issues they caused.
Yeah.
And I think for us, it was coming to the realization that we weren't really the problem.
Yeah.
Like ever. Well, which sounds weird, right? Like
everyone always thinks it's a problem. And maybe for a while we thought it was us as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I think us doing the podcast is us showing almost being the bigger person, except for you, but like the bigger people, I guess.
Yeah.
And saying like, we know you. This happened.
Yeah.
But we're here if you want to come and do you know, chat and get over this stuff.
I think it's also important to say that these episodes that we're doing right now, they're not live. So we allowed Craner and we allowed Quibble Cop to cut out anything they want. You know, if there's something that we're not comfortable with, you know, of course, you know, we're not going to put something out on the internet that they don't want there.
And it's, but as far as I can tell so far, those episodes, my understanding is they're going to be unedited.
Yeah.
Effectively. Because, you know, aside from the minor stuff, but there's not going to be any adjustments.
No. As far as we know right now, because at the time we're recording this, they haven't gone live yet.
No. So stuff could change, but my understanding at this point in time is those episodes are going to go up unfiltered, or they have gone up unfiltered, which is interesting. Mm. It's not to say that there were things that weren't said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say that there probably was some things that weren't said.
Oh, there were still things
The things that were said, I think, will all go in into the podcast, which is I think is super interesting because when was the last time we had an unfiltered dialogue on anything on the internet?
Yeah, this is Jelly and Slogo Uncensored,
raw,
2/3 of it anyway.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So Josh, we'll dig a little bit deeper into the Quibble Cop situation and the Craner situation, how we feel about it a little bit later. But I want to ask you, would you have any of them on again?
That's a good question.
Would you wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what, episode 5, we're going to invite Quibble Cop again to chat about God knows what.
I think later on in this episode, we're going to chat a bit more about the future of Craner and Quibble Cop with us, I think. So we'll get into how we are going to see the future on that, which is, I think, where we'll pick on that a little bit more. But in terms of having them on the podcast again, I think I would be up for it. But I think it would be good if it was, if something was, there was a theme or a topic or a reason. Let's say Jordy gets exposed again for something, or
Josh, are you implying
Craner that relapses?
Oh my God, Josh! What? You weren't here in the Craner's episode. He's doing well, man. Give him a
for
break.
Now. No, I'm kidding. No, he's doing great.
Is he going to throw another smoke bomb? For those who don't understand, you've just got to listen or watch that episode because there's a lot of detail that we could go into today, but really, if you want to get all the spicy, juicy information, you should probably go and watch those episodes. So should we start with Quibble Cop then?
Yeah. So let's reflect on that.
Yeah, let's reflect on it. And the things that were discussed, the things that we talked about, maybe even some things that you wanted to ask him and didn't talk about.
I think we should also reflect on the a bit more of the behind the scenes.
Oh, that's maybe we should start with behind the scenes because obviously we saw Quibble Cop before we sat down here to record. I mean, we shook hands, we said, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But there's obviously we slightly dramatized the entrance. But as in having Jordy come in the podcast.
Yeah, we already met him before that.
But we had seen him beforehand, but we didn't spend a long amount of time with him. And we actually even discussed at one point having him walk in to the podcast exactly like he did, but we'd not seen him. And it was actually, I don't know, I suppose I can say this, right? Like Jordy had a bit of a wobble like beforehand. He was a bit unsure about the podcast.
You want to talk about the canceled episode?
The canceled episode from when we were initially going to shoot.
Yes.
You can talk about it if you want.
So, long story short, we had the recording. So, obviously, we all need to meet up at this studio in order to record this podcast. Yep. This is an, if you're listening to this, we're not just recording this over Discord or over the internet. We are physically in a studio and we are here. We need to physically be here. That means I need to travel here. Josh needs to travel here and our guest needs to travel here.
Yep.
Our guest was going to be Quebel Cup, our first guest.
Yep.
The day before we were going to shoot our episode and the day before everyone was going to fly in.
Don't say the word though. Of
we, at least I couldn't travel because of circumstances. Yeah. A very popular illness.
Not.
It's kind of left the world these days.
I don't know.
Well, about that. Anyway, it prohibits you from traveling, so we had to delay the episode.
Yes.
But obviously, Quebel Cup's tickets were still booked.
Yeah.
We couldn't just say, hey, Quebel Cup, you're not welcome anymore. We have to delay this episode. If he wanted to physically see you, that option was still there. And we talked about this initially, and you said, yeah, fine. You know, we'll meet up with Quebel Cup. We're not going to record the podcast. We'll delay the recording, but I'll meet up with him anyway. So how did that go, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons why he also did still come on the original recording date was because he was going to New York.
Yeah, he had another trip planned. Yeah,
so he was flying out from the UK to do that. So he had to come either way. So he came here to see the studio we've got. We went and got dinner with him. It was all pretty fine actually. I hadn't seen him in quite a while. The last time I'd seen him is I'd actually happened to visit his office.
Yeah. September or something last year.
Yeah, and it all went. We sort of chatted about some of the things that me and Jelly wanted to talk about.
Yeah, in two thirds.
Yeah, in the actual podcast. But it was all fairly light. And it was actually then in the couple days afterwards that Jordy said to us, he was like, I'm not too sure about it.
Yeah. You know? So Jordy visited you here in the office, saw the setup, saw the studio. You guys talked a little bit about some talking points, some things we wanted to address. And then Jordy decided not to record with us anymore.
Yeah.
To not show up with the podcast.
Yeah. Which was, it was definitely a bit of a shock at first.
I was disappointed. I was worried about that happening when I had to cancel my trip.
I think what it turned out to be was, I think it was a difficult thing is, I think there was a lot of pressure building up in anticipation of the podcast. And then having such a last minute cancellation, I think was quite, kind of threw off all the nerves around a bit. And I think it also didn't help then hearing about the things that we were going to talk about and then sort of thinking about them a bit more without some clarification on them. And it was a bit of a mixed thing, but we chatted through it in a pretty good way.
Yeah.
And Jordy came back on board, props to him.
Yeah. So I don't know what changed his mind really, but we basically tried to explain it to him like, hey, we believe that this is going to be good for not only the viewer, but also our personal relationship with each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, anything you don't want to on the internet,
I think we can say, like, we were sort of saying to Jordy, I'm like, if you want to do some healing here, like, you want to, like, heal some of the wounds you caused, you need to come to do that. Like, I think this is going to be good.
So in the end, we did find a new date to record the episode with Quebel Cup.
Yeah.
And, well, you know,
and that's how it went.
And he walks in. And then how did the recording go? What was your initial thoughts?
I think it went well. I mean, obviously, this was our second ever episode.
Yeah.
So we were dealing with the fact that me and Jelly are learning how to do this.
Right.
How to be podcast hosts.
Yeah.
at the same time, you know, sort of handling Quebel Cup, who's, you know, there's a lot to him. There's a lot of personality there. So I think that was definitely quite an experience. Mm. But I think it went well. And I think we touched on the points that we basically touched on everything I think we wanted to. There was definitely some things we could have gone further into.
I think things
were getting slightly derailed in the conversation.
Yeah, things were getting derailed. And I also feel like I don't want to, he's obviously not here to defend himself, but sometimes I feel like Jordy's explanations don't actually explain anything. For example, I was, you know, when he left us and he started creating content to try and get at us or something, he he kind of had an excuse for that, and I was just like,
yeah,
that didn't really land very well, but it's okay. I forgive him now, you know.
Yeah,
we've chatted.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It out.
I think it became evident that it was more about understanding the intent rather than we're not here for them to be apologizing and begging for forgiveness.
Yeah,
we just want them to kind of accept that their intent was maybe not the right thing, and they were in this bad mindset, or they were looking at things the wrong way, and they just accept that that was not right. We're not really too fussed about them kind of going, that was, I'm so sorry for that. Like that, yeah. We're not really, that's not really what we
don't
want.
Need an apology for
and
anything.
To be fair, to be completely fair, I don't think we really needed anything.
No.
Right?
Well, the thing that we needed was we wanted to explain certain things to our audiences, but
exactly.
we don't want to do that without him being here because we want him to be able to defend himself.
I mean, I couldn't have said that better myself. Like that's exactly it. Like yeah. It would be meaningless to us. And I think especially because Craner, Quebecop, they've all made videos or references to this, but we've never done it.
No.
And I think the difference is from our perspective, they did it in a somewhat selfish format. Yep. They kind of were like, I'm under pressure. This is them, Quebecop and Craner. I'm under pressure. So I'm going to say what I need to say to
try and ask for forgiveness from my audience.
Yeah. And also be like, you know, tone it down or stop putting pressure on me. Whereas for us, our focus was we don't want to just say something to just make the viewers go, oh, okay, fine. And move on.
Yeah.
We wanted to give the viewers a actual insight and understanding.
Yeah.
Because I think, to be honest, that's what we think they deserve.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why we are doing a reflecting episode today as well. Because everything that we discussed in the Quebecop and Craner episode was real.
Yes.
But still there's still, you know, we still have thoughts and feelings coming out of that.
Exactly.
And we want to be able to share those as well. We believe it's important to our personal lives, but also to our business lives and to our friendship and all of this together.
And I think, to be honest with you, with the podcast is this wouldn't be a new thing. This wouldn't be a change for us if we just took how we approached our videos and just kind of squished it into a podcast format. We're trying to push ourselves to go outside of our comfort zone here and approach things differently.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, doing this, reflecting on it and talking about it and sort of going even deeper into these already incredibly deep insights into what we are doing is unique. And I think it's also, hopefully, it's something a bit different in podcasts in general.
Right? I hope so. I mean, you know, we're really going deep into YouTube drama and our personal drama.
Yeah.
And I don't think many YouTubers have done that.
No, I think they do a lot of the what we talked about with Jordy and Craner, that sort of surface level.
Yeah. The selfishness.
Forgive us fans type thing.
Forgive us fans. Forgive us fans.
So we had the Craner episode.
Right.
So that was recorded sometime after the Quebecop one.
Yeah.
And I think you want to take a little bit of the lead on this one.
Right. Then? So I was actually initially the one who invited Craner to join. Josh was obviously on board of it, but I had already been... I'm not in...
Your communication with him was a bit more...
Yeah, I'm frequent. Communicating with Craner regularly. We chat. We don't call or play games together, whatever, but we just chat, and he sends me some pictures of his dog, whatever, whatnot.
Yeah. For as long as the dog's around.
Realistically, I wouldn't say he's been begging, but he's been asking to come back to the group. He's been asking to record videos with us again. The thing is, right? Like,
What has he been saying?
He's basically been... He just asks me, like, when am I going to record with you guys again? And then I'll be like, I don't know. And then he'll ask, like, a couple days later, he'll be like, have you guys thought about it? And, like, for me and Josh, like we just wanted to have this moment of chatting with him about it and reflecting about it before we move on and decide how to continue. And so that's why we decided we need Craner on the podcast. We need to talk about this, and whatever happens there happens, and then we'll see how we move on from there.
Which is, we'll get into that a little bit later on the episode.
But so that's basically how I explained it to him as well, in my invitation to this podcast.
Yeah.
So he was super nervous, and I think.
So do you think he's approached this with the perspective of like, because we joke that. I'd say joke, but we joke that there's a theme of like the interview that like, is this person, we could be, you know, especially with the future episodes of having all sorts of cool, crazy guests on, that they could be the next person to join our group.
Yeah.
Do you think that Craner came into his episode thinking that there was
a potential for him to come back?
Yeah. And I think, not saying that there isn't. I'm just saying, do you think that that was his focus?
I think 2/3 of him is thinking that.
Right. Okay.
No, but I believe that, yeah, I think he's hoping to come back to us. And his way in is to chat with us in this podcast or something else. Because you've not been communicating with him that much.
No, and I would actually...
He's never met you in real life.
I would go on record to almost say that I have avoided talking to him.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he sends me sort of a message, I'm definitely not eager to respond.
Yeah, and I understand that. You know, he hurt us, and it sucked, the things we had to go through. It sucked what he had to go through, but, you know.
So
we talked about that in the Craner episode.
How did you think that the actual episode went then?
Well, you know, obviously I invited him. He wasn't very keen on joining. I think he talked about it with some friends and family, whatnot. They convinced him to go.
Well, that was an interesting reveal in the episode, is he basically said, I wasn't going to do it.
No, he wasn't going to do it.
And then it changed his mind.
Yeah, so we truly believe that if we close our eyes, we could be anywhere right now behind our computers, about to record some videos together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it should have that same feeling, and that's how we wanted to bring it to him as well.
Yeah.
And eventually he decided, okay, you know what? I'll come over and we'll record this and we'll do this. And yeah, no, then he arrived. Things went well. I think the recording was good. And I chatted to him after, and he actually thought that he was nervous at the start, but he thought that it felt like how it used to be before we recorded together. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I want to ask you a question about Quebble Cop. We talked about this in the episode that we did with him. However, I didn't ask you or your opinion. So Quebble Cop's now a daily vlogger.
Yeah.
Which is something that we've kind of been against doing. Can I say that?
Yeah, I think we're definitely not into vlogging.
I'm into, you know, an occasional vlog is fine, but yeah, I'm not gonna share my daily life.
You vlog an experience.
Yeah, I vlog an experience. It's not daily vlogger. So what do you think about that? What are your feelings about him showing up here vlogging?
I find it really annoying.
And why is that?
Just, I think it's like, I don't know what it is, and I don't know if we just come from a different generation of YouTubers.
Yeah.
But, which is weird, because I remember when we came into YouTube, there were plenty of daily vloggers.
Yeah.
But I think the idea that someone can just film you all the time, like without permission in a sense.
Which was happening, by the way.
Yeah. And I think it makes me really uncomfortable.
It makes me feel extremely uncomfortable. And you know, the thing is, right? People don't see this because they watch the final cut, which is a 10 to 15 minute long vlog. But that cut contains possibly 3 to 4 hours of recordings throughout the day of things that I might have said, well, I didn't know was being recorded.
Yeah.
Things are going on. I don't know at what angle I'm being filmed. Yeah. It's uncomfortable. And even in this studio, there's some rooms in the studio we don't feel like should live on the internet. We don't want to share that part.
So. It's funny, having that exposure to the vlogging thing has actually made us make some decisions in the studio where we're like, there's now rules on where we say like recording can be done. Like we say that we can do, people can vlog and stuff in like a certain area, just because it means that you can sort of escape from it, I guess.
Why are you crying? Or?
Yeah, I am. It's the vlogging. No.
Yeah, but it's annoying.
It just sounds weird to say escape. Like
vloggers are obnoxious and annoying.
Yeah. I it's the statement, but it's true, I think.
Jeez.
I mean, especially to the people around vloggers. I think like the nature of vlogging in general, especially in public settings, is you may as well be waving a flag around that says, I'm the most important person in this room. Mm. I don't care about anyone else.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Jordy Kwebelkop, he had a cameraman with him.
Yeah.
So he's not the one holding the camera.
Which is even more interesting.
It's even, in my opinion, it's even worse.
I suppose, yeah, I think, because the intention to have a cameraman is to film the bits that you wouldn't normally see.
Yeah.
But because you don't have that first person view on things, you lose some of the personality anyway. So it's a weird one. It's a weird one. And I don't know whether it's just we're being grumpy and
old. Like, maybe we're being grumpy and old. But I know, like, I've watched vlogs my entire life. I grew up watching many YouTubers.
And enjoyed them.
And I love watching vlogs. Yeah. But there is a difference when you are the target of a vlogger. When you are the one that they need to film so they get a good thumbnail, they got a good intro. And that is annoying.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So moving on a little bit. So we've reflected on Kwebelkop, we've reflected on Craner. Oh. And one of the things I was thinking about, especially with the podcast, and the idea is we're gonna get some diverse and crazy guests on. Yeah. Who knows, maybe we'll find the third, the missing third.
The missing third.
What would we be looking for in a missing third? Because, you know, each of us have bring different skills and pros and cons to the table.
Right.
What would fill that missing third?
I don't know. I don't know if I can describe a person that I don't know yet.
Well, yeah, but
and maybe the better question is where, like, obviously here the third one's always our guest.
Well, yeah.
In the podcast. But
they sit right there.
Yeah. But realistically, you know, we still have another job, and that's recording gaming content where it's just us two as well. And we're looking for a third person there, but are we really? Like, we don't really know.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's funny?
We want it to go natural.
I think you saying that as well is interesting, because I think that the viewers underestimate how little we do know at any time. I mean, maybe they understand a bit more now that they've heard about the Craner and the Kwebelkop stuff. There's no grand conspiracy theory behind all of this. Like,
well, there used to be, maybe, and now it's all been exposed. That's what I'm saying.
The reality is not that complicated. Like, it usually comes down to some pretty simple, but you know, maybe complex emotionally things.
Right.
But they're simple concepts.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same thing for us. It's like, we don't have a set plan. Like, we don't, there's not like we are looking actively for a third person, but it's not like we're against it for the gaming. And it's the same thing even for this podcast. Who knows? We might find another host, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And then have guests then. Like, it's, I think.
We'll need another sofa.
Sure. Yeah. But I think that's, I mean, you could sit on the floor. That's okay. Or you can sit on my lap.
Aww.
But I think the two thirds thing is kind of encapsulates that whole thing for us, where it's like, there's you and me, but it's like, we aren't one thing together. We're pieces of, like, almost like a bigger thing, but it's a constantly evolving thing.
So
we're individual pieces of a bigger thing.
Yeah.
But, and specifically individual pieces. I think that's the interesting thing.
Is there something wrong with us?
Are we the problem?
Are we the problem? Because Craner left and Kwebelkop left, both with trauma. And did we cause it? Did we make it worse for them? Should we have seen it coming?
Maybe we just gaslighted them into thinking their problems were their problems, when actually we caused those problems.
And maybe if we get a new member,
especially with the way you were speaking about alcohol to Craner.
So if you haven't watched that episode, you should.
Yeah.
But yeah, Craner was talking about his alcohol addiction.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a sad story. And I asked him what his favorite drink was. But the thing is, I want to add to that a little, because
I made a note for you to give you some room to, like,
okay, to me double and Craner banter about stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, and that pushes him to the edge.
What? What? No, but I feel like it's just a joke. Craner can handle it. No, but
yeah, sure.
No, but Craner laughs about those stuff.
You know? Oh, okay.
Josh, please. You're putting me under
the room to clarify this, Jelly.
Hey, I felt like the question was valid. I'm making it worse. No, it was just a funny joke, all right? And Craner laughed about it, and his answer was beer, so there's that.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
Was it? Actually,
I thought it was vodka.
I don't know. You focus more than
What's your favorite
us.
Drink, Josh?
Dude, I don't know why people don't just say water more often. Water's dope.
Water is dope. I've got a bottle of water right here.
Like,
what's the funny part?
Water.
Yeah,
that's all. I don't know. Say. Like, I'm not a big drinker at all. I'm not like anti it.
No.
But like, I've never been that too bothered about it. I don't really know why Craner makes such a big deal about it. To be honest.
Josh, that's bad.
Okay, all right. We should probably move on from this. I feel like we've probably made this just worse.
We have made it worse.
But
the thing is, I know, like, how we just discussed it. If Craner would be here listening, he would laugh his ass off.
Yeah, and that would be validation for us. That would be
yeah.
It's fine.
We're not making fun of him.
All right.
No.
Okay, let me think of something completely...
No, well, we were still touching about the fact that we might be carrying some kind of virus that's kind of, hurting people around us. So do you think that if we get a new member...
We'd ruin them as well? And you know what's crazy about it is they're getting worse.
Can't say it.
What?
No, I can't say it.
Can't say what? Are you talking about...
No, I can't say
what.
No, it's too much.
What is?
No, I can't. Stop it.
Can you mouth it?
You can imply it.
What is it?
You can imply it.
What?
Well,
everyone that's recorded with us, their dads have died.
Fuck.
Josh. I thought that's what you were implying.
Josh, what? No.
I thought that's what you were implying.
How dare you?
I thought that's what you were implying. What were you talking about?
Was just putting it on you. I'm happy both of us were thinking that. Obviously that's not the case. All right, obviously that's not.
Yeah, it was a coincidence.
Hopefully not. Like, imagine we get a new third member.
Dad dies.
Oh my god. Should we find an orphan?
what are you trying to get a preset?
Yeah. Well, you were asking me a couple minutes ago what we would be looking for. Maybe my answer is an orphan.
That's not how it works. You can't just pop down to the local orphanage and be like,
it's a joke. It's a joke. I don't mean that. What? I mean, how do you want me to answer that anyway?
Answer what? I didn't ask you anything.
like, what would I be looking for in a new person?
Yeah. Yeah, but I never said that. I was never questioning whether we'd be looking for someone. Oh my god.
All right.
So you want someone pre-damaged?
No.
Okay.
Wait, what? If I say no, is that making it worse?
No, so you want someone fresh so that you can damage them?
No.
Okay, fine.
I don't want to damage anybody.
Fine. Okay, I'm glad we got there in
my
the end.
My god. This... I thought this episode was supposed to be about reflecting.
Maybe we are the problem.
Maybe we are the problem. Oh my God.
Okay.
I hope you're all okay watching this. Like, not crying or something.
All right. I think we need to just take a moment to
Jesus. I'm going to look at my notes.
Save us right now. Save us. Maybe we shouldn't have a podcast.
So Jordy said that he put his money on this. He said that.
Oh yeah. What was this? His bet.
Yeah. His bet. He basically said that he believes whoever came up with a podcast idea, all right, is the one who matures the fastest, and therefore he chose it to be me.
Yeah, I feel like he pulled that straight out of his ass. I don't know where that came from.
So, maybe, are you offended?
Oh.
Are you offended that Quabble Cup thinks I am the one who matures the fastest?
Well, this is the point. I just don't think he has any idea what he was meaning when he said that. It doesn't really make any sense to me.
Maybe he's just like, oh, Josh is younger.
No. Because I think he was sort of saying, like, because of you've been through the hit piece, and then you've like grown from it, and then you've had time to reflect, and then that was in response you wanted to do something.
Maybe it was because I got a hate video made on me, and then Jordy's like, oh, he's got a hate video made on him, he's gonna start a podcast.
What accent was that?
It was supposed to be Amsterdam. Oh. Amsterdam English. Okay. Yeah.
I think this goes back to what we kind of slightly discussed at the beginning, though, with Jordy, though, where sometimes you get a slightly cloudy answer, right?
Yeah. His answers are always very vague. Mm. And I feel like when you line them up, they speak against each other.
Yeah. Well, they conflict.
And that's why sometimes I'm so confused.
Which is why I think going back to it, I suppose, as well, like, it'd be interesting with Jordy whether, if he did come back onto the podcast again, it would be in a more directed format. So if he manages to get himself into another bit of drama, it would be interesting us, you know, maybe pressing him a bit on that. And does that make sense? Like, not letting him kind of get cloudy about it again, and maybe getting the real answer out of Jordy.
But maybe that's just who he is.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know, and you've told this to me as well, like, sometimes I'll just mumble and mumble, and in the end, what we were actually talking about is not what I'm talking about anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I just do it?
No.
Okay, good.
No. I just guess what you're saying anyway, to be honest. So I think it's probably about time we had a talk about the future then with Craner and Jordy.
So, are we going to record gaming videos with Quabble Cup or Craner again?
I don't think so.
And why is that?
Because I just think that we've grown too far apart. I think that we are...
Do you think the audience will agree with that?
Do I think the audience would agree with that? I don't... I think right now, they would probably not. But I think maybe when they've had time to listen to us in this format and listen to our perspective on everything, they would understand it a bit more.
So I agree with you, especially with Quabble Cup.
Yes.
We've definitely grown further from Quabble Cup than that we have from Craner.
I think that Craner is a bit different. I think Craner is more is a bit more lost right now than
I get what you mean. Yeah. Craner is still searching for something, and he's still handling his own mental health and whatnot, and figuring himself out.
I do think that we would be almost like the easy way out for him.
I actually think that if we would start recording again with Craner, it would not be very good for his
mental
health.
Would go back.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really scared of.
You asked
because I know. Wait, what? The questions I asked him. Oh, no, but those are jokes.
All right.
But the thing is, right? Craner has healed a lot, and he's figured out a lot about himself over the past year and a half, and that's very good. You know, he's growing up, he's becoming a man. But I believe. Stop laughing. I believe that if we would start recording with him again, he might start struggling. Maybe he will start comparing his life to ours, and you know what I mean. Like he might need more time.
I don't think
It's not going to result to anything good.
I don't think that Quebecop or Craner, that I don't think their puzzle piece fits in anymore.
Unfortunately not.
I think that they are a triangle shape and we have a circle hole to fill.
Okay. What circle is that?
Look, I was trying to make it poetic, Jelly.
All right, right. Well, if the triangle's small, it fits in the circle.
And I don't know if I'm going to regret saying this, but when I don't think I am saying that forever.
No, yeah, no, that's something good to mention,
right?
Because
yeah?
Just because we're feeling like this now, it doesn't mean it'll change in the future. When our channels have died even further, we might not result to anything other than recording with Quebecop and Craner, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I also at the same time, I don't think that, I mean, and you know, we have every belief that our channels are still healthy and we still love our audience.
Yeah, my channel's doing fine.
And I think that we are still putting a lot of our energy and our time into our own channels as well.
Yeah, putting a lot of energy in mine.
But I don't actually think that I think Quebecop or Craner coming back would kind of satisfy the questions of people going, when are they going to come back, or I miss them. But I don't think it would actually make anything better.
It actually, the content wouldn't even be the same. It wouldn't be like, you know, they'd still say like, oh, we miss the old days. We miss the old days where they did this.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is as well, like everyone grows up, not only us, but also the audience, right? Yeah. So something that they used to watch when they were younger is not particularly something they'd enjoy watching today. That's also why we started this podcast. That's the entire reason we started this podcast.
So does that mean that you need to now text Craner and say that
he's not coming back?
He's not coming back.
I think he'll hear that. He heard from the episode.
Just gonna wait. Wait until someone clips it and sends it to him.
I mean, like, I don't.
And I say this because you're the one that's had this dialogue with him.
I'm gonna wait and see if he's gonna approach me again with this question.
This is interesting as well because I think we are underestimating how big of a reveal it is that we're saying that Craner wants to come back. Because there's going to be a lot of people watching out there that are going to go, what the heck?
What are you guys doing?
Why are you, yeah.
Why are you not just
And even though I've already said that people should understand a bit more into our view on things, I think there's still going to be a large portion of people out there that are, we might actually get some hate for this.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's probably other things that we've said that we deserve a bit of hate for, but like specifically this, like, people are going to have some thoughts and opinions on this.
You know, and that's valid. I agree, but unfortunately, you know,
right now we
have to make a grown-up decision.
Yeah.
And we feel like we're not going to make Craner's life any better by continuing recording with him. I actually, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm scared for the guy's mental and also physical health. So
I think that he's like, got a ways to go on his own.
You know, like, he needs to build his own life back before, and he shouldn't be using us as a shortcut.
Actually, a point, I don't want to sort of derail this a bit. It's definitely on topic, but one of the things I wanted to ask is, did you believe Craner when he said he's enjoying making videos?
No.
Neither did I.
No, I don't think so.
I don't see it. I don't know how that's possible with what he's doing.
With playing Roblox.
It's not just Roblox, because people love playing Roblox.
So I do believe he's enjoying his routine.
Yes.
Because Craner is the type of person, he needs a routine, and he only functions on routine.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he has to sit down for 2 hours and record two videos, he'll handle that as long as it's a part of his routine.
Yeah, I think you've said that perfectly. I think that is it. I think that's what he's focused on.
Yep.
And
is he enjoying it? No, but he's probably enjoying the routine.
Yeah.
You know, he's enjoying his life at the moment and his improvement of his mental health and all of that.
I mean, it is actually somewhat controversial though to say that. Like, he said that he's happy with it, and we're just saying, no, you're not happy. we are the problem, Jelly.
We are the problem. I mean, we wouldn't really say that directly to his face, but he's going to probably...
Luckily, no one watches this, right?
Right. We don't know yet.
Oh, God. Actually, I mean, is it... Is...
Can we say this?
I think we can say this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't hide these time frames.
Right, so Josh, I'm not going to ask you what day it is today. However, what's happening today at the time that we're recording this podcast.
So actually,
what is happening
in 30 minutes, roughly,
in our 30 minutes?
Yes, here, in our 30 minutes right now, the first episode of the podcast is going live,
which means that this episode is a month ahead.
And actually, you know why it's important to say this? Because we aren't, and I think we weren't sure whether we were going to talk about this or not, but now reflecting on it, why wouldn't we be talking about what the fans have been thinking?
Yeah.
We're not, right?
Because we can't.
If it's already gone live right now, we can't.
Because we'd love to read your comments and read your feedback and get into that in the episode. However, we decided to pre-record the Quebec Cop and Craner episode and the reflection episode, which is this.
Yeah.
So
that we could, so that we could, I think it's just so that we could start strong.
Yeah, so we can start strong.
But it also means that from today, from this podcast, our first episode goes up, and also are now looking forward. Yeah. So I think we can say, obviously, that our first guest that we're going to have on...
on next week's podcast.
Yeah, on next week's podcast that is not from the past, is a famous YouTuber magician called Dan Rhodes. Mm-hmm. Super, super talented.
Great guy.
Kid? I guess he is a kid.
He's a kid, yeah.
Which makes us feel old saying
20 kid. Million subs.
Insane. Insane, insane, insane.
Is he going to replace Quebec Cop and Craner?
So he's short form content. So almost primarily, I don't know. He's had quite a fast rise.
Yeah.
And
a
I think
TV
he's,
star.
Well, I think he's like the second biggest YouTuber in the UK.
Wow. Who's the biggest?
In terms of viewerage, I don't know. I don't know, but someone mentioned that, and it's probably not even true.
Anyway, yeah. So I think it's important to clarify again. We haven't been interacting with our audience as much yet because these episodes have been pre-recorded.
But I think, moving forward,
in the future, it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
We're going to have more fan interaction. We're going to try our best to...
And also integrate some feedback from now
integrate
on.
Feedback, yeah. Right? Maybe they like this angle.
Yeah. What do you mean?
This...
Where we're sitting?
Yeah.
No.
How are you liking it so far?
I mean, I don't mind it, but I definitely would prefer sitting there.
Why is that?
Just because, like, it's just like a
nice... This is more comfy. I'll say it. But you know what? I don't mind sitting next to the guest.
I think it's better if you sit next to the guest.
Oh, you know what? I'll take it.
Because then you can sort of cozy up to them if they're getting sad.
I'm not saying we've settled it, but
okay, deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
So, Josh, I think now that we've done some reflecting,
yep.
Maybe it's time for the audience to know a little bit more about us and our personal lives.
Okay.
So. We've decided for many years ago, we decided to stay more private about certain things. And this podcast doesn't allow that.
Okay.
We have to open up about certain things that maybe, hey, you know, we've never talked about.
Right.
And this has nothing to do with Quebec Cop and Craner.
Right.
So is there anything you could think of right now in your head that somebody who's watched you for years doesn't know about you?
Jelly, this is what I do to everyone else, and you're doing it back to me. I think I'm gonna need some homework support on that. Do you have something then?
Well, I got a little list here of things. So,
oh, okay,
Josh, what was your favorite holiday?
Oh,
what's the coolest place you've ever been as a YouTuber? YouTuber trips.
Oh, as a YouTuber,
that's a good question actually, because as a YouTuber, we often get. Brands asking us to come and film something somewhere.
We actually had a really interesting trip, right? Once we went on a yacht.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a super yacht.
Yeah.
I remember. I think it was a 40 meter. So that's how many feet is that? Like 250 feet. 40 meter super yacht.
And that was to promote a game.
It was to promote a game. We were there with Quebec Cop and other YouTubers.
I think it would be...
We were sleeping on the boat in Ibiza.
Wouldn't this be interesting, though, to dive in a bit more into, like, how the hell that even happened?
Oh, my God.
Like, because we could sit here and do what probably people like Quebec Cop would do, which is just focus on talking about, we got invited to a yacht.
Yeah, bro, cool yacht.
But, like, how
you want to know how expensive it was?
How did that happen? Like, so I think... I'll sort of explain it, but I don't really remember it fully. So by all means cut me cut in if I don't remember anything
okay,
correctly.
Go ahead.
But so we had a relationship with someone who worked for this games company that makes mobile games, and they invited a few YouTubers, and it wasn't just us. So it was like you, me, Quibble Cop, and then there was like Casper Lee, Josh Peters, I think. There's a friend of theirs as well.
Yeah, I don't.
Who's
really
also
know
a magician, that. I think. Wasn't he a magician?
Yeah.
Were there others? There may be some others, and then some of the team from that. Game.
But they didn't
company.
Sleep on the boat because we were cooler.
Did they not?
No, we did not. Do you remember this?
It was quite a while ago.
I found it actually kind of odd, and I the boat was really like wobbly as well because we were just sleeping on the ocean, and it wasn't actually particularly nice.
But the
to
whole
sleep on the boat,
the whole thing about it was quite interesting as well. So we were never paid to do that.
No, we got invited. They rented a boat. We said, yeah, sure, cool. We'll
and I on. Think that the idea was, and this is like I guess an insight into the viewers. Like, their goal was, I think, to kind of wine and dine us with a fancy boat and a cool experience mm-hmm. in return that hopefully we will
play
the game and promote it. And it's funny because it was, I guess it's a weird one because it's like almost unspoken, isn't it?
It's a bit controversial actually to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah.
It might be bad for your brand.
Even think about this though so far into it, but it's, I mean, I don't think I necessarily have anything against it, but it's interesting when you kind of go, well, I could pay a YouTuber to promote something, but actually, what if I could buy something nice for them and then kind of like guilt them into doing it?
Yeah, it was odd, but regardless, I mean, it was a good experience.
And I think that the people we worked with on the deal were like, on the deal, there was no deal, but the people we worked with were great and nice. But yeah, there was no sort of agreement on that.
No.
And that type of thing happens quite a lot.
Did we hear anything from them? Or well, I know we heard from some people who worked for the company, but like about that game? Did that
game go
anywhere?
I don't know. And I think that happens a lot in this world.
Yeah.
I think viewers will probably underestimate how many like games there are that just come around. They just have budgets and they do silly things and then they just disappear. And I think actually, talking about that, you and me historically have actually been quite careful on brand deals. Like we don't try to do things that we think are going to be bad things
or unethical or whatnot.
And
there's actually a good one to chat about, but I'm not sure we should mention the country.
The country.
Yeah, it might be bad for us to say something bad.
Yeah.
However, there's
maybe in the future episode.
Yeah. So well, there's certain countries who are also trying to make themselves look better, and they have a lot of money.
Yeah, and so they will pay influencers sometimes,
to just go
or
there.
Just take influencers to these countries,
to
promote those countries
as for tourism.
Yeah, for tourism, but they're actually some of them are not like some.
Their living
places.
Standards might not be up to UN's value.
Yeah, there's a lot of. There's a lot of stuff like that, and it's. Yeah. I think it's funny.
And we've been trying to avoid these things as hard as it may be because they pay well, and sometimes you got to be selfish and take the check.
Actually, you know, another thing as well. Now that you say that, they sometimes will hide things and package them up in different ways. Like so, don't know how to say this without saying it, but. There are some countries that are getting quite smart with it where they'll like almost do like charitable things.
Oh yeah, that's true actually.
And they will kind of pay people to participate in this charitable cause.
Yeah.
But it's actually the real reason is to promote this country or tourism or something like that.
Can you believe that there's charity events that influencers and famous people get flown out to and get paid a ton of money to be at a charity event?
Yeah.
That's a bit odd, right?
I guess.
To promote tourism for that specific country who's doing such a good job hosting that charity event.
That they will explain it by saying that they will generate more money in the long run for charity.
Right, but some of these budgets are unrealistic.
Yeah.
But yeah, like those are some crazy things that are that come along our path as
and I think that would be YouTuber. Maybe this is a good one to throw to the audience as well.
Yeah,
and I think it would be good to get some feedback on whether that's something that people would want to listen to, like, or just hear a bit more about the inside scoop on things, because I think we don't really want to be going into it if it's not of interest to anyone. Like, it might just be that people just don't care about it, like, and that's just the way the world is. But if people are interested in getting that sort of insight, then maybe we're okay talking about it. I don't know. Maybe we're not. Maybe we'll be shooting ourselves in the foot a bit.
Well, we got to be careful with naming certain things, because we might be.
But I think
hurting ourselves.
I think that. But it also depends on the viewers, and if that's something that the viewers want, then we can try and figure out how we can do it.
To answer the question, the best holiday you've been on is on that boat.
No. Okay. No, I'm just not that big into holidays that much.
Why is that? Why don't you like going out and enjoying?
I don't know. I enjoy things.
You went to Iceland once.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
It was okay. It was icy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like,
you missed your dogs.
Yeah.
You missed your home.
Yeah. I mean, it's
you missed me in your ears.
No.
Oh.
No, I think, I mean, I enjoy going to places, but I'm not driven by it, I think.
Right.
It's,
you don't relax. Like, most people, they work a 9-to-5, they'll work for 5, 6, 7 months, they save up a little bit of money, and go somewhere for 2 weeks to just relax.
Put their hands
up in the air and say, all right, this is me, myself time.
You know what I mean? The funny thing for me, though, is I just don't find going to unfamiliar environments very relaxing.
Why is that?
I think it's just
that,
to me.
That is such a perfect explanation of you.
It's funny as well, because I actually, sometimes I enjoy going to the airport more than the place I go to. Because I enjoy, like, I feel like some airports now, I have like the perfect system down for going through the airport. Mm. And I enjoy the seamless process of going through an airport, and like how I can do it, all these familiar elements of it.
Mm.
But then I end up in this like random place and I'm like, okay, I've got to like figure all this out. And then it's not that really relaxing. We're talking about relaxation, by the way. So yeah, I'm not, when I say enjoying, I'm not like hyped to go to the airport.
When is the last time you've been on a holiday? Actually, it's before you answer that, it's kind of funny, but some YouTubers will be like, oh, I've been working so hard. I've been on a holiday for 5 years. Have you heard people saying that?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Why?
There's plenty of people who don't go or on holidays or are unable to.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Don't act like it's some human right.
Well, it kind of is.
Is it a human right?
To have a holiday.
To have time off, but a holiday.
Right, yeah. I think, I mean, what they're really saying is they want, like, a break. Right?
Well, yeah.
I mean...
Obviously.
But the funny thing is that we've actually always... It's actually a funny topic in general, right? Because you're sort of alluding to, like, burnout and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've sort of always had a good system down for that. Like, if we've ever wanted to go somewhere, we just make some extra videos to cover it and then go away. We don't actually stop. I'm
traveling all the time.
Yeah. And I feel like we don't really get burnt out.
No, I'm good.
Like,
Quibble Cup mentioned that. He said that I'm closer to a burnout than you.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a little odd.
Yeah.
I'm not close to a burnout. I wouldn't say, like, you know, maybe I mentioned this before. Maybe I'm not putting all the effort into my content as I used to. But that doesn't mean I'm close to a burnout.
No.
Sometimes it's just nice to do something else, something different.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with us.
I mean, if I was close to a burnout, I don't think I would have been sitting here today and flying here, traveling here.
Yeah.
Doing all this, chatting, having drama chats with Quibble Cup and Craner. You know, like, that's exhausting. If you're close to a burnout, that's not possible.
It's interesting as well. I actually, I did... So I got invited by YouTube to do a talk. There was an event hosted in Valencia that YouTube had on. And I did a talk with one of the YouTube top team.
Right.
And there was a bit of a talk about it at one point about burnout, and because they mentioned how I upload like every day and how I don't seem to ever break that.
Right.
And at the time it was like, we were doing 2 videos a day at some point. So I think it was funny talking about it as well, because it seems to be like a lot of people that have burnout, they have it like regularly. So, and it's almost like they burn out and then when they come back, they go like 500%.
Yeah.
And for like a couple months, and then they burn out again, and then suddenly are disappearing. And it's almost like we've figured out the sweet spot in our life where we can put out content, and we are, you know, I think we've always been quite fan focused. So we, you know, the idea of not putting up something one day is we'll be letting down the viewers, and
yeah,
and that might have a more negative effect on us than actually not uploading.
Yeah, I won't sleep very well knowing I won't have a video.
So we're gonna, we almost feel a lot more relief and calm and relaxation and recovery from just going, today I'm just gonna smash out 5 videos and then I'll be ahead 5 videos. Yeah. And then I can just take it easy for the next couple of days.
Yeah,
that's our version of taking a break.
Yeah.
And it seems to stop.
And then you go to the airport to enjoy it.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm just going to take a flight there and then get on a flight back. No. It seems to.
You go from airport to airport. You're not, yeah. You don't actually
do an airport tour. You know, like a, you don't do like a bar, like a pub.
You should start an aviation channel.
Why?
Because you love airports so much.
I don't love airports. I just like kidding. The routine.
Yeah, I guess you like how neat everything goes back.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Passport control, security.
Yeah, and especially like
you I've love done, it when you have to take your shoes well, off.
Well,
back
a,
on.
I've done a lot of travel, so I've got like a nice status at my airline now.
Oh, fancy!
So there's like a nice lounge, and it's
you're a luxurious traveler.
Yeah, well, it's just nice. Like it's a nice experience, and yeah, but it's like I don't think it's that interesting to talk about. I mean, I like airports.
Yeah,
but.
I do think it's interesting to hear that you don't like particularly, you don't really like traveling.
Yeah, I mean, I think that don't like is not really the best wording for it, but I get it. Yeah, the concept of what you're saying is correct. Yeah, I'm not overly fussed about it. And I think that usually I would take a few days at home, you know, with sort of my family over like, going out and to a holiday destination or
right,
you know,
right,
doing
right.
something crazy like that.
Yeah, for me, it kind of just depends how I'm feeling.
I think you are similar and then different in some.
Well, you know, I'm quite weather orientated. So if it's a bad winter, I'm going to go and seek the sun. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's how I work.
I think actually it'd be interesting for you, Jelly. Do you feel like the viewers have an understanding of, so you, because obviously you live in Monaco,
yes,
but you also do visit other places like quite
correct.
Regularly.
Yeah.
So where I stay in one place a lot, you like to go and visit other places.
I'm everywhere.
Like, is there a specific reason why? Because I think in the Crane episode you mentioned you go to Sweden because of the boat.
Well, I go to Sweden realistically, not because the boat is there, but we go to visit family. So Sweden is our summer holiday destination.
Right.
And that's because Santa, my girlfriend, she is Swedish, and obviously she has family there.
Yep.
And the Swedish summers are beautiful when the weather's good.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of islands, there's a lot of fun activities, and it's very relaxing.
Yeah.
You get to settle down. And you know, to access those islands, you need a boat. That's why I've got the boat there. So yeah, that's my summer spot. And then we've got some family down in Spain, and we visit them often. Obviously, that's more of a winter thing. The weather's better in Spain. Monaco's home base, and then I am Dutch.
Right.
So I visit the Netherlands. Yeah.
So it's funny, actually. Then you don't actually go on that many holidays.
I don't really go to like Ibiza or Miami or I go from visiting family to my own home to family again to a summer house.
And now you'll be visiting the UK as well regularly to shoot.
So now we got number 5.
Yeah.
Gosh, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah. And you think I like airports. Clearly, you really like airports.
No, I actually, you know, you're kind of you're in a sweet spot, because my issue is that I can't fly with the same airline all the time to create that status you talked about.
Right.
Because my issue is all these, like, Europe mainly has, for Americans, it's hard to understand this. Europe has low fare airlines.
Yeah.
And they don't do this status stuff. They don't have fancy airports with lounges. London does, but a lot of places don't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I travel like an average traveler.
Yeah.
I have to suffer in long baggage lines.
One of the people, Joe.
Yeah. But, you know, you get used to it. It's not so bad. Usually I start a timer when I leave the house, and then like a stopwatch, and then I'll stop it when I've arrived. And then I look at it, I'm like, oh, it's not too bad.
So next time you just run faster and it won't take as long.
That depends. Yeah. Once you've landed, running faster matters. But
all right, well, Jelly, I think this has been a good reflection.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's been good.
I mean, think it's been fun.
I think
as well.
We've maybe opened ourselves up to like maybe some slightly controversial issues, but at the same time, I think it's been a great reflection. And I think looking forwards, I think I'm going to think about it.
Sorry, Josh.
I think it's been a good reflection.
I really enjoyed this as well. We needed this in order to continue our show two-thirds.
Yes. And moving forwards, we're going to have some great guests lined up.
Yep.
And hopefully they're going to be some really fun and interesting episodes.
Yeah. And now that we've, you know, now that these episodes are live, we can see see you guys' comments and your guys' feedback. If you want a specific guest on, or you want someone on again, please tell us why.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is.
Wow. We did it again, Josh.
Well done, Jelly.
Thank you, mate.